This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Listen to the Grilling Guys. It's Saturday, and we are live in your backyard smoking it up. I'm down at Fen Valley Winery with Barbecue Bob, and I'm looking across the vineyard here. They're expecting about 1,500 people down here today. And a company called Hoyt Barbecue Specialties has got a pull-behind pit, and I'm seeing about 3-foot flames shooting out of this thing right now. They are getting ready to throw down some chicken and some ribs, expecting to feed over 1,000 people down here today at Fen Valley Winery. But if you don't got anything to do today, this would be a great place to come. Get down here and check this out.
Did you just say if you don't got anything to do?
Did I say that?
I think you did.
Okay, well, that's a Shartucky coming out in me.
Isn't that like about the biggest grill you've ever seen?
It is.
The whole trailer turns into a gigantic barbecue pit.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
You might take the top off that van next.
Yeah.
You'll have to sit around and watch this. This is good. We are at Fen Valley Winery, and welcome back to the show on the Michigan Talk Network. And, excuse me, joking, laughing too hard. We do want to welcome in our new station in Traverse City, 580W. Gosh, I'm having a brain cramp here. TCM.
Yeah, WTCM.
Yeah, we're so happy to have the Traverse City Market and the great folks up in Traverse City. Jack O'Malley is a great guy running that show up there. And thanks so much for bringing us into the wonderful northern Michigan area, because this is where we thrive.
You know, we've had a little technical difficulties the last couple weeks, and we were trying to get Right Brain Brewery on from Traverse City up there. Great little micro brew that is growing like a weed, and they've just moved into a new location to accommodate their expansion. So we were hoping to have Russ Springsteen on, but can't connect with Russ, so
yeah, so
we'll move on.
If you're listening in Traverse City and you know Russ, run over there and tell him to call us, because he's not picking up.
But anyway, this big barbecue pit that I'm looking at, there's a lot of gadgets and accessories that you all should be considering when you're standing at your grill, and things that would help you. And one of them is a pretty simple thing, but if you've ever used a gas grill and you're halfway through your cook and you run out of gas, that's just a party.
Sucks.
Yeah, that's just a party buster, man. And there's a little gadget called a gas watch that is a propane level indicator, and you can get these things at a lot of hardware stores. You can get them online, whatever it is. But strong recommendation that if you cook with your gas grill, put one of these things on there, because all it is it regulates the pressure that's in the tank, and it tells you how much gas is left in your tank. You're down below a quarter of a tank, guys. Just go get the backup.
There is an American grill manufacturer, and I'm not sure if it's MHP or Broil King. One of those manufacturers actually has that built into the grill cart. I can't even talk today. I'm choking. It's because we don't have any wine yet. It's
right.
Part of the problem.
Well, here's Doug right here. He might have a bottle. Yeah,
but it's built right into the grill cart. And it's pretty convenient, because, as you said, if you run out while you're cooking, especially if you don't have a backup tank,
right,
it really stinks. Now, if you're on propane or natural at your house and you have a propane or natural grill, just hard pipe the thing in. Don't even take chances on tanks, because it's too nice to just never run out.
Yeah, that's what I have at my house as well. It eliminates the flexibility of moving it around, but I grill in the same spot every time anyway.
And you have everything.
Yeah, right. Well, I have some things. You know, another item around the grill is the kebab skewers. We hear a lot of times that these things are burning up on people, and you got to do a couple things. One, soak them in water if you're using the wood ones. But I ran across what is called a skewer shield. And basically what it is it's a flat piece of stainless steel that's turned up on a 90 degree about the last inch, and you set it on the front of your grill, and you kind of set your skewers on it from left to right across your grill, so the meat is on the fire, but the end of the skewer is shielded by this piece of metal.
Does it have little notches cut out for
it
the
does,
skewers to
right.
go on?
Yep.
What a great idea.
Yeah, so the skewers don't slide. And what that it does two things. One, it keeps them from burning. But the second one is it shields them from the heat. You can reach and turn them either. Now, I would do that with tongs, but if you, you know, if you're a man's man and you want to do it with your hands, you can
and
reach over
scream like a girl.
Yeah, exactly. Because that stainless steel is going to get hot, so don't touch it because it's on the grill as well. But it's just enough of a heat shield that you can turn those, because that's a common problem that we hear about is, gee, I try to do things with kebabs and I'm burning up the sticks and I get pieces of meat and vegetable all over my grill space.
Well, and if you have those skewers like mine, the steel ones with the wooden handles, use them about five times and the wooden handles roasted. So that would protect that.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's and cool. I gave you, we had a nice little gift sent to us this week from Bear Paws. And you've got your new Grizzly Paws right now.
I do. These things are kind of cool. And these are guys that are smoking meat. You know, you put those pork shoulders and those pork butts on the smoker, and they're on there for 8, 9, 10 hours. Bob has got some on right now, don't you?
I've got five butts on. They've been on for about 10 hours.
Right. So when they come off, these things are 190, 200 degrees if they're done well. And you've got to pull these things apart. That's pulled pork, right? You cannot do this with your hands because the meat is 190 or 200 degrees. You buy a glove, and the gloves are slippery. There's a product out called Bear Paws, and now they've improved it. They're called Grizzly Paws. And what it is it's two little, what do you call them, Bob?
It looks like a bear paw.
Right.
And they've got handles on them, and you just put your hand through the handle, and these claws come out, and you literally shred the meat. It's a wonderful way to pull pork. Actually, you can lift your meat off the grill with them. Also, if you're doing a big brisket, any kind of roast, any larger pieces of meat that your tongs won't hold, the bear paws work really nice. Now, this is the new Grizzly Paw. It's the new commercial version, and it's a little tougher version of plastic, a different variation of plastic. And it's harder, so the tips stay sharper longer, and they're only a buck more. So these things are like $15 for a pair. A must-have if you're a griller, if you're a serious griller.
So. Yeah, if I was describing it, it looks like the palm of your hand. If you were looking at the palm of your hand, there's these fingers that go out, and you grab onto the D handle that's behind the fingers, and you just stick it in the meat, and you lift it off. They're sturdy enough that you could probably lift 30, 40 pounds if you had to, but, you know, the average pork butt's, what, 7, 8 pounds after it's cooked?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, but just a great little gadget because it keeps you from burning your hands, and it also doubles as pulling it apart.
And they'd be good for street fighting as well.
Yeah, take a big swing with one of those. But, you know, the other thing that I like to do on the grill is using cooking jalapenos. And there's a rack. We'll talk about that in the next segment. As I understand it, our friend Bruce Springsteen from Right Brain Brewery is now on the line.
Russ Springsteen.
Did I say Bruce?
Hey, Russ, how are you?
Hey, that's the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah, I bet. You were born in the USA anyway, so good to have you, Russ. Glad you finally got out of bed, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I've been out of bed for a long time, my man. Got a brewery to put together.
I know it. That's so exciting. We're so happy to have you on the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Everybody in Michigan now knows that Russ Springsteen, Bruce's cousin, has a brand new facility in Traverse City. Tell us all about it.
It's on 16th Street, which is a big building that we're developing, 30,000 square feet. And so we've moved our little teeny brewery, the 7-barrel, from Garland Street to here. So we've been down for about 3 weeks. It's been a long 3 weeks. So right now we're in the process of putting together the entire brew house. So I have a 7-barrel and I have a 15-barrel that'll drag race each other.
Hopefully you banked up enough beer to keep all those addicts of yours happy up there.
We're out, and I have distributors and retailers screaming at me. But
I bet.
Be patient. We'll make more. We'll make a lot more than we were ever able to. So.
No wonder you couldn't answer the phone. You're probably brewing up a batch right now.
No, actually, I'm not. We're installing all of it right now.
Well, so when will you be officially open?
We're hoping on July 1st we're going to brew our first batches. And then
wonderful.
Brew around the clock for the first week to catch up.
And we are talking with Russ Springsteen from Traverse City, Right Brain Brewery. Now, Russ is described as one of these kind of mad scientists. This guy is off the chain smart and a young fellow. What are you, 30?
I was 30 many years ago, but I appreciate
that. Well,
I drink good beer. It makes me look younger.
That must be it. Well, you're off to a great start anyway. And right brain, right brain, right brain. That's all you've got to remember. You got to be in your right brain if you're drinking beer. So we're so glad we finally got to hook up with you and give you a little bit of airtime. We apologize for last week. We had horrible phone lines up north, and we're going to try and get up there and visit you as soon as you get your taps flowing.
Okay, we're hoping to be functioning by 4th of July or definitely by Cherry Festival.
Okay. Thanks so much, Russ, and we look forward to seeing
you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll be up there August 4th at Art Van, so we'll hook up with you then.
Excellent. All right.
Okay, Russ.
Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. We've had a great first hour, and we're going to have a lot of fun in the next. But stick with us. If you're on the network, it's been fun. We'll talk to you in a minute.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.